Pinkerton admitted that he and McClellan had conspired to cook the books. In a later November 15th letter to the general, Pinkerton explained that his estimate of Confederate strength was made large, as intimated to you at the time, so as to be sure to cover the entire number of the enemy that our army was to meet. The controversial sentence appeared to show that before Pinkerton issued his October 4th report, he and McClellan agreed to deliberately inflate the Confederate numbers to be sure they included troops Pinkerton's agents might not know about. In other words, Pinkerton was padding the troop totals, and McClellan knew he was padding them. This was an astounding admission. Why did Pinkerton do it? Had he and McClellan rationalized that inflating the numbers in Confederate regiments and reporting more regiments than actually existed was justified to guard against their being surprised by unaccounted-for enemy? So they were prudently using worst-case numbers for safety's sake? Were they simply misinformed by their Confederate sources, who in turn had been fed inflated troop estimates by their commanders to make the Federals believe the South had a superior force? Or was this a case of two conspirators colluding to concoct higher Confederate troop estimates to bolster McClellan's stalling and his pleas for more soldiers? It certainly had the look of a shady deal hatched in a back room. Obviously, Pinkerton had not produced a professional product on October 4th. His future reports would turn out to be even less scientific, with errors compounded, suggesting he was struggling to produce larger numbers for his boss. That should have bothered a well-educated professional soldier like McClellan. The fact that it didn't strongly suggests that the Army of the Potomac commander was looking not so much for information on the Confederates as he was for a justification for more time and men.